Nearly 6,000 candidates ran in last week's elections for Afghanistan's new 249-member National Assembly and for seats in provincial councils. Afghan journalist Nabi Misduck, who is based in Washington with the BBC, says the fact that parliamentary elections took place represents a major achievement, but many problems lie ahead.
In this election, unfortunately, most of the warlords and the ex-Mujahideen leaders and commanders put themselves up for election to the lower house of parliament. These people have committed lots of atrocities. How could they possibly be a constructive force within parliament?
Many analysts have criticized President Hamid Karzai's decision that legislative candidates could run as individuals, but not as representatives of political parties. But Nabi Misduck says, given the association of many of the candidates with previous Mujahideen groups, or even with former communists who had welcomed the Soviet Red Army, it made sense.
Most of them have run as independent because their parties are so much despised by the Afghan people that they will not even come out in small number to vote for them. But I'm sure that most of them will form coalition in parliament.
But Afghan reporter Khaled Maftan, who spoke with VOA from Kabul, says it's too early to tell whether the elections signify major progress or just a small step on the long road to democracy. He says he expects that those who are finally selected for the new parliament will face many problems working together and overcoming their ethnic differences. According to electoral officials, the final results will be announced on October 22nd. But Mr. Maftan says that because the balloting process was so complicated, it could take even longer. Whatever the result, he is optimistic about the future of democracy in Afghanistan.
Right now, the people in Afghanistan are very happy that they are not being controlled by Taliban or their supporters from Al-Qaeda network. People are disappointed by the slow progress. However, many people are still optimistic that in the long run, we will have a brighter future.
After the parliamentary elections, President Hamid Karzai called for U.S. and coalition forces in his country to change their strategy for fighting terrorism. He said that airstrikes are no longer effective and that the focus should be on finding the bases of operation for terrorists. Nabi Misduck says he agrees.
I think the United Nations or other NATO countries will be a much better idea because the United States is associated with an invading army, which is contrary to Afghan custom and beliefs. But I think the U.S. has to stay and play an active role.
Nabi Misduck says he worries that Afghanistan's neighbors could destabilize the political situation.
I have written an open letter to Mr. Karzai, and I suggested that Afghanistan be declared a neutral country so that the neighbors are not threatened and the neutrality of Afghanistan will not allow any terrorist groups to be trained there. For Afghanistan, the best thing is for the neighbors not to interfere. I'm thinking particularly of Pakistan and Iran.
Pakistani journalist and former diplomat Hussein Haqqani says that although the Pakistani government publicly supports the electoral process, it has a long-standing policy of trying to influence the internal affairs of its neighbor.
Both Iran and Pakistan have the desire to not only influence the course of events in Afghanistan, but to control the political process there. Iran sees Afghanistan as its gateway to Central Asia, as does Pakistan. Pakistan, of course, also has invested heavily in Afghanistan politically in terms of supporting the Afghan Mujahideen against the Soviet Union and then later the Taliban. And unfortunately, the Pakistani authorities have not backed away from that position. That said, I do not see Iranian and Pakistani direct intervention in the short term while the Americans have a strong military presence in Afghanistan. However, once the American presence stops, then both Iran and Pakistan can be expected to meddle again, and that meddling will be very destabilizing and unfortunate for Afghanistan.
Nabi Misduck says during this transitional period to democracy, after more than two decades of civil war and destruction, it is important for President Karzai to rule with a firm hand and not yield to the Afghan warlords. For International Press Club, I'm Judith Latham.